There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you're welcome to comment on whatever happens to be on your mind. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're talking about campaign finance. Now, Daryl, you're pretty intimately familiar with a lot of this stuff, having run your share of political campaigns.
Yes.
Both for yourself and as in a campaign manager kind of role.
Yes.
With other folks. I ran for governor last year in New Hampshire, and that was kind of a fun thing to do. I didn't really have any expectation of winning or even having a chance of coming close. I was hoping for 1% in the Democratic
primary. You wound up getting 4?
I did. I ended up getting 4% with no campaigning, with no expenditures beyond $2.50 worth of postage, because when you run for political office, at least in New Hampshire, you get these quizzes, these little surveys from different interest groups. They want to know how you feel about their favorite issues. So I would spend, some of those were postage prepaid, some of them I had to put a stamp on. So
plus there was a little bit of gas that you had to use to wind up going to what was supposed to be a debate that you were the only Democrat to show up to.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
They gave you like 10 minutes to monologue.
I guess I didn't really even think about that, right? Like, so that gives you an example of, I didn't even consider that to be a campaign expenditure because, the gas was in my tank and
technically that's an expense.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Now, in New Hampshire, you don't even have to report if you don't spend up to five, or if you don't spend more than $500, I think. So there's,
say they're $250 or $500, I don't recall.
I think it's $500. So somebody can give up to $500 or whatever, and if I can spend it all on whatever I want, and there's no legal requirement to report. So we were talking about the requirements of reporting, both on lobbyists and campaigns, and basically that really just requires honesty,
right,
on the politician's part, because first of all, money's fungible too, right? So who's to say if the money that someone gives me, or let's say somebody gives me money not for the campaign, but then ultimately I use it on the campaign. They didn't give me a campaign contribution, but I took the money that they gave me, and then I'm not saying this happened, but if it happened, then I took that money and I decided, well, this is my money now, and I want to use this on the campaign. That's probably illegal, I would guess, but I don't know.
I don't know, because it's one of those things to where if you own a business and, there's certain types of businesses that aren't allowed to wind up donating directly to candidates. They can, give to political action committees and political parties. So let's just say that you run a business and you use some of the monies that you make running the business to put into your campaign. Is your business
a campaign contributor?
Contributing. Technically not, because you are then the intermediary. The money is yours.
Right.
How long does it have to be yours before you can use it on your campaign? And, I'm not trying to give people, ideas here on how to regulate it. You must possess the money for 24 hours before.
It doesn't make sense. Money's fungible, right? How can you tell which money is which? I mean, if it's money
which
coming out of
the bank
account.
Which one of the $5 bills in my pocket came from what?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And, of course, there are some people out there who seem to believe that they can somehow get money out of politics. You've heard this, this sort of catchphrase out there. We got to get money out of politics. That's going to solve everything. Finally, the politicians will be honest. If only we can get money out of politics.
But one thing that, and I forget who had said this, so, this is not my original idea. I just don't remember whose original idea it was. But there's this theory that, if governments fund the political campaigns, as happens in some states, Arizona being one, to where you can opt in to use public funding and then the amount of private funding that you can get winds up decreasing, and you know there's all these rules and regulations on things. But there's the public funding that's available. And even at the federal level, you know, there's public funding available for presidential campaigns.
Right.
But of course, it's not, at least at the federal level, it's not available for everybody. It's only available for, you know, like the big guys.
Okay.
But in Arizona, it's available for everybody. So the thought is, well, if everybody has the same amount of money to spend on a campaign,
that levels the playing field.
That makes everything equal. But it doesn't. Because not everybody's opinions are equal in the eyes of the voters. Not everybody delivers their ideas in an equal manner. Some people have better skills in debates. Some people have better skills in scripted, televised sort of thing. So just because you make the money equal doesn't mean that you're making everything else equal. You're not dressing all of the candidates the same. You're not, you know, having them, you know, all bring it. Okay, well, you're not good at debate, so we're going to bring in a professional debater to fill in for you. Like,
yeah, and also,
you know, there's not that. So it doesn't make people quote unquote equal. It just gives the illusion of equality of candidates.
Sure, and one candidate may be able to spend that money in a more efficient manner. Let's say, for instance, you know, they buy some ads with a local TV station, and the local TV station has that candidate on the TV station to, you know, interview them or something like that. Then the other candidate may not get the exact same treatment from the station, although there could be some sort of case there. I don't know.
That there would be.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's no guarantee, like, just because you run for political office doesn't guarantee you're going to get the same level of coverage.
Right.
I guess that's what I'm trying
to say. There was a candidate in Rhode Island, and this is very interesting. He spent, I believe it was $35 on his campaign and wound up coming in third place with 22.5%.
Not
he
bad.
Jokes and says, if I spent $70, I would have won.
You could have gotten more.
So it just goes to show that the amount of money...
Press. He got a lot of free press, I guess.
I don't remember if he did or not, but he was in the debates.
Okay.
But it just goes to show that the amount of money does not necessarily mean that you're going to wind up getting more or fewer votes.
Let's talk to Tony. He's on in New Jersey. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Good evening.
Hey, Tony.
Under business law, any contract, even a verbal contract, is a consideration for a consideration. Now, the sexual consideration can actually be considered under law as a contract because you do have a vested interest for the consideration. The danger is the intellectual prostitution by an ethics committee not recognizing integrity is a losing game. Our country is finished.
Well, I mean, who's really surprised that an ethics committee made up of politicians is going to rule against, you know, or have rule in favor of the politicians having sex with lobbyists? I mean, that's not really a shock to anyone.
But if we don't have integrity in law, there's nothing left.
Well,
because
the law's a joke. You don't have integrity in law.
Right.
The government guys don't even follow their own laws, and they haven't for my whole life.
Right. So if that's the case, then the question of sovereignty becomes a joke.
Sovereignty for who?
For us, because if you don't have sovereignty, then what do you... what do you make your appeal to? If the law doesn't have integrity and you don't have sovereignty, then what can you do to look for justice?
Well, your sovereignty has nothing to do with whether or not the law has integrity. I mean, sovereignty is an idea, and it's a good idea, and people should you know, adopt that concept, the idea that you are your own sovereign. Go ahead.
Can I make an example?
Yes.
I'll make a quick example. If you get a ticket on Port of Authority property, Under the law, you have state examiners and you have federal examiners that have to be in compliance with the federal manual of uniform control devices. Every
sounds really exciting, Tony. Hang on. We'll let you finish the story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you gotta check out Harry's.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, 3 blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code 5858.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us as well on Skype. That Skype username, lrn.fm. It is the live Sunday edition of the program, and with you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
And also want to let you know how to get some of the best wine from some of the best vineyards without paying the price tag that you might be used to paying for this. Now, by the way, I've never paid for fancy wine before. I'm just not that kind of guy. But now, you know, a cheapskate like me can actually get fancy wine for not so fancy prices, and that's how they're doing it over at Cameron Hughes Wine, chwine.com. What Cameron Hughes does is brilliant. He buys the extra inventory from the fancy name vineyards. They've got extra. They make more than they can sell through their merchants or, you know, their vendors or however it is they do it. They've got extra. And so Cameron buys the extra. He just can't sell it as such and such wine. He has to sell it as Cameron Hughes wine. He's got a lot number for each one of these things, and that's the only way you can identify. You don't know where the wine has come from. You know what the lot number is, so if you like it, you can order more from that same lot. But ultimately, you don't know what the source was. But Cameron's got agreements with a number of these fancy vineyards, and he picks up some great wines, which normally would cost you $70 to $100 if you bought a bottle from the vineyard. But if you buy it from Cameron, it's got a different label on it, and you pay, on average, $15. Now, shipping isn't cheap when you're shipping wine, because wine's a heavy product. But when you use code FTL at chwine.com, you get free shipping. So this is really a no-brainer. You get fancy wine for a, you know, cheap price, and you get free shipping with Cameron Hughes Wine. Go to chwine.com, put in code FTL. We have tried these wines. We had six of them delivered to the studio. We had an excellent wine tasting event out here in Keene, and it was a lot of fun. It's great wine. I enjoyed it. chwine.com. You can go there and grab some. And by the way, click the microphone in the upper left corner and use code FTL to get that free shipping, which is an unbeatable deal.
And to sort of give people some kind of idea what sort of deal they're getting, I shipped two bottles of beer, large bottles of beer in 750 milliliter bottles, which is approximately the size that a wine bottle is.
Yep.
It cost me $50 to send that UPS from Louisville, Kentucky to San Diego, California. That's about amazing. 7 years ago.
And it's not getting cheaper, I imagine.
Probably not.
So, yeah, chwine.com, use code FTL. Let's go back to Tony. Tony, you begun telling us something a moment ago, and you are back with us now. Go ahead.
Okay. So the whole concept is that under the power of eminent domain, which is what the Port Authority has, no officiated person or agency, state or federal, is allowed on their property.
And this is the New Jersey Port Authority?
A license from a state, and you go into a court of law, when you contest that ticket, you cannot have the state examiner, the federal examiner. And what that does is you cannot subpoena. So even Thomas Jefferson was subpoenaed.
So just slow down a moment here. Martin. You're confusing me.
I'm totally confused.
You're
here.
Talking about the New Jersey Port Authority?
Yes. Any port of authority has eminent domain. So they're exempt from subpoena. So you cannot subpoena state or federal agencies like the Department of Traffic Engineering or the Federal Department of Traffic Engineering. So you cannot question anything on that property because...
So what you're saying is anyone that has any government that has or government agency that has an office on the property of the New Jersey Port Authority is somehow immune from subpoena?
Well, they're not on the Port Authority. The state is not part of the Port Authority, nor is the Federal Department of Traffic Engineering. The eminent domain means they're like a embassy within the United States. There is no intervention to question what they do because they have eminent domain. So when you drive on their
domain is when... That's when they get to take your property from you for a public good.
Well,
you're thinking of immunity, which is different than eminent domain.
They do have immunity because you cannot subpoena. If you can't subpoena someone, then you have to get an expert. And if
so, what you're saying is the New Jersey Port Authority, if they issue you a ticket for something when you're there, they might ticket you for something. You can't subpoena them into their own trial that they initiated with you?
No, because you're on restricted property. If the state or the federal government cannot officiate an examination on their property, you have no sovereignty.
Does the Port Authority have its own courts?
What?
Does the Port Authority have its own courts?
It don't have its own court, but it has the mechanism of denying you whatever you request. You cannot get subpoena powers.
So I take it you've had this, you've learned this through experience? I mean, have you tried, you know, you've tried to go to court with these guys?
I've done more than that. I've spoken to retired prosecutors, and they told me I'm absolutely correct.
Is this something that only applies in New Jersey, or does every port authority, as they are calling themselves, you know, in Florida or wherever else, do they also have this leeway that you're talking about?
I know New Jersey, New York, the entire coast is tied into the Port Authority, right from the top all the way down through the bottom.
Sounds pretty awful. Thank you, Tony, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little confusing, but basically sounding like the New Jersey Port Authority or New York Port Authority also have unusual powers for government agencies.
Yes.
You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us. We've got Hassan in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hassan.
Hello.
Hi there.
I wanted to basically shed a little more light on the recent net neutrality decision with Title II, and why some people took that gamble with going with it.
What gamble would that be?
Basically, the entire gamble of going with Title II was that many people were hoping that we would get Section 706, which would prevent the ISPs or any other provider from being able to block certain traffic or throttle certain traffic.
Okay.
And then The gamble then furthermore includes the forbearance, which is the hope that they won't apply the entire Title II regulation, which will mean the full regulation from the 1930s.
So let me see if I'm following what you're saying. You're saying the people who supported the FCC voting for net neutrality, voting to put more government controls in place, were hoping that the government wouldn't go all the way with this, and at the same time they were hoping they would stop the ISPs from blocking traffic. Are you aware of, you know, what they did get? Is that what you'll be revealing for us here in a moment?
I won't be able to. They currently are not releasing that document.
You can't even read the rules that they passed yet? More coming up here in moments. If you've got more to share, hang on, Hassan. This is Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Sunday edition. That's what we're doing. It's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest from Ross Ulbricht. He has spoken from inside his prison cell. He's awaiting his sentencing, which is coming up in May. We can talk more about what's going on with him here in a moment. Our toll-free number is, again, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype, where you can reach us at Skype username lrn.fm. Something else you need to know about, how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there. It's from BuzzBox Coffee. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And BuzzBox Coffee is shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee. And it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But there's something special about BuzzBox besides the quality. Also, a portion of the profits from each pound are going towards Kiva.org and funding microloans for people in tough parts of the world, making a better life for themselves. So you get to help people, and you get great coffee. You start off by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You select the flavor you want for your free pound. You pay the shipping cost. It's sent to you. You're then on their auto-ship program, which you can cancel at any time, and you can also customize it to where they send however much coffee you want, however often you want it sent. It's very handy, and if you love coffee, you're going to love BuzzBox. They're confident of that. That's why they're sending you the free pound. So go and get it over at coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Hassan, he is in New York City. Hassan, you were talking about how supporters of net neutrality, and you were one of them. You'd called the show a number of times prior to the FCC vote to talk about this issue. And you were saying that people sort of in your camp wanted to see the FCC stop ISPs, Internet Service Providers, from blocking certain types of traffic or throttling. But at the same time, you also wanted them to not implement the entirety of what's called the Title II that they ended up voting to do. That's Title II to Internet providers, which is regulating them like public utilities, essentially. And you can't determine what they've done, as you said right before we went to break, because they haven't actually released the 300-some pages that they voted on. Is that right?
Yes. They have the full ability to actually release it.
Of course they
do. But by law, they're not required to until it actually goes into effect. So they're choosing to delay until that moment.
How does that make you feel, Hassan?
It's hard to tell because, like, it's obvious that, like, not everyone's going to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is that one guarantee based on what they've released so far is that the whole net neutrality aspect of Title II is going to be in effect. The problem is that's going to be a small portion of that 300-and-something page document.
Well, you know, you lie down with dogs and you end up with fleas. I mean, are you really surprised?
No, not really, but the thing is, it was a gamble based on desperation because
for the past
many years, like in 2002, many ISPs were moved from Title II were moved from Title II to Title I. And that's when, and that gave them a lot of their monopoly powers for the most part.
Powers was the way in which municipalities wind up saying that you are the company that gets to provide this service in this area. It has nothing to do with federal regulation.
Yeah. Basically what happened here is people thought they were going to get the federal government to do them a favor and they were going to get the federal government in their corner on the side of information freedom. And, of course, the federal government masqueraded as though that they actually cared about those things and that that's what this was really all about, when really it's a power grab that gives them even more control than they've ever had over the Internet. And I hope you're happy.
It's definitely a power grab. The reason people decided to
what made you think it
go
wouldn't
along
be?
With it, I never thought it wouldn't be.
So you were totally okay with it,
basically,
then? You were just hoping as long as they grabbed the power that you'd somehow benefit from it.
No, it's basically choosing between, like, certain doom and the potential for doom.
That's ridiculous. That's, I mean, the idea that the status quo with the Internet was certain doom is pretty ridiculous.
In 2014, when Verizon won that court case, the FCC pretty much almost completely lost its authority over ISPs in terms of...
Good. Why the hell should they have any authority over anybody's
Section
business?
Section 706.
I don't care about their Section 706 or 707 or 7007. None of that ever matters to me. I don't think they should be able to tell anyone what to do. Who the hell are these people? And the fact that you want them to be able to tell people what to do, you know, that's not very... I don't know if you consider yourself a libertarian, but it's not particularly libertarian.
Yeah,
thanks for calling, Hassan. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'm so tired of libertarians. Again, I'm not saying Hassan is a libertarian. Maybe he's not. But so tired of libertarians supporting the FCC on this.
Yeah, and then...
These guys aren't your friends.
Even the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which had previously supported net neutrality, and they still say, like, we support the idea of net neutrality in this sort of utopian manner, but we don't support what the FCC just did because it's going to wind up giving them more power to control what goes on the Internet.
Right.
It's going to give them authority to, you know, possibly regulate the Internet completely.
Scary.
And the fear was, well, unless we do this, Internet service providers are going to wind up charging me more money to watch Netflix. And that's just completely asinine.
Yes.
Because pretend for a second that you're an Internet service provider. And yes, I realize the purpose of running any business is to make money. But the purpose is also to make sure that you have happy customers
All right.
that will pay you for your service.
You don't make money unless your customers are happy, unless you have a monopoly.
Right. So, you know, even though here in Keene, there's what, basically two companies that you can choose from?
No, there's more than that if you count the cell phone companies. But for the most part, the big
I'm saying players. Home internet.
Yeah, home internet, yeah, two companies.
Okay, so the DSL fear too. The fear was that those two companies would then get together and create some sort of cartel and say, okay, so we're going to charge people extra money if they want to use Netflix, so you have to charge people extra money if they want to use Netflix. That way my customers don't go to you and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just completely ludicrous. It would be akin to saying that, you know, McDonald's and Burger King's CEOs are getting together to collaborate on prices so that, you know, their customers don't go to the other place.
It could happen, but it's not very likely to happen. And if it did happen, it's not necessarily guaranteed it's going to last for very long, because whenever a cartel is formed, there's always the pressure to break the cartel on one of
right.
the members.
And Standard Oil is a very good example of what was called a natural monopoly, meaning that through business practices, Standard Oil wound up being the major supplier of oil for most of the 1800s. And whenever there would be a smaller competitor in an area that would come up with some kind of way to provide oil for a lower price, Standard Oil, then to remain competitive, had to change their business practices a little bit to wind up regaining customers. And then, of course, in the latter years, the guy behind Standard Oil became, you know, just a complete D-bag and started going to the government to protect his monopoly instead of changing his business practices to retain his natural monopoly. But there are, you know, natural monopolies, and they respond to the market. And what we have now are artificial. And monopoly isn't really the right term, because you do have limited competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Oligopoly.
Oligopoly, rule by a few. So, you know, it's sort of one of those, but it's unnatural because it's government rules that are causing that in the first place.
And now we're going to have 300 more pages of government rules that apparently they don't want to let anybody read until they actually go into effect. Boy, that's going to be fun. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. What's hidden in there? What sort of gems will we discover? It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. Coming up, the latest from Ross Ulbricht. Yeah, you know, the guy who was convicted. Well, it's been about a month or so, I guess now at this point.
Yeah.
Convicted of running the Silk Road, the infamous underground marketplace. We'll talk about what he has said in his, what I believe to be his very first letter ever released to the public. We can talk about that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been discussing net neutrality again. It's back on the table here tonight. Before that, we were talking about campaign finance. So you can go anywhere you want to here on Free Talk Live. Daryl, did you have more that you wanted to say about net neutrality? I mean, this was a big week. The FCC voted 3-2, and they voted, of course, in favor of more power for themselves. The vote was down party lines, so that way the Republicans get to masquerade as though they actually care about your freedom to do business, when, of course, they support the government, too. They just, you know, didn't get it their way in this particular incident.
Right, and none of the options that were before the FCC were good for freedom.
Well, so, I mean, the option could have been to leave things the status quo, which would have been better than what they did, right?
That was not one of the things they were voting on.
Okay.
They were not voting on status quo. They were voting on one set of regulations or another set of regulations.
Really? I didn't even realize that. I thought it was they either do this or it's status quo.
No, okay. No. They had several sets of regulations in front of them that they were voting on or that they were considering voting on.
Okay.
And they chose a set that's probably the worst of what they were voting on.
Based on speculation, because no one's been able to read them. I mean, the 300 pages were not available prior to the vote, and as we just found out, they were also not available after the vote, and they're not available right now.
Right, but according to the EFF, which is the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the FCC did put out a fact sheet with some of the information about the proposed rules that they were voting on.
Okay.
And one of the things that was in that is what they call the general conduct provision, which really opens up the FCC regulations as far as how they can regulate the internet, how they can regulate not just internet service providers, but web content on the internet.
Daryl, aren't you just being paranoid? You libertarians are always paranoid about the government saying they're spying on us. Of course, they were and are. But you guys are paranoid. Just because the NSA is spying on everybody doesn't mean that the FCC isn't dedicated to freedom. I mean, these
show me where the FCC has ever been dedicated to freedom, I might believe you.
The FCC is interested in having free internet for everybody. They want to have they want to make it so the internet stays free and that there's always freedom on the internet. That's what people have said. That's what the White House said. The White House had a tweet come out earlier this week congratulating the FCC on helping keep the internet a free and good place or something like that. Some sort of something about the FCC helping the internet be more free in the future.
Yeah, and the White House also said that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and they said a bunch of other things about a bunch of things, and the White House says that Edward Snowden is an enemy to the state and should wind up going to prison for the rest of his life, if not be executed, basically on the front lawn of the White House. So just because the White House says something doesn't make it true. Yeah. Just because they say something doesn't make it, pro-freedom, because I can't recall the last thing that was said by a U.S. president that actually was to extend or expand freedoms.
Yeah, I don't think it's paranoid to suggest that censorship could be coming soon.
Right, and the EFF, I cannot stress this enough, the EFF that was supporting net neutrality is now saying what we think they have adopted is going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Like, we do not support what we think they adopted.
We don't support what we thought we should support. I mean, right. They were supporting it, and then at the very last moment they realized, oh, wow, politicians will lie to us.
Hmm. Yeah, so it's sort of the John Kerry thing of, I supported it before I was against it. Or whatever it was that he said that wound up being that big kerfuffle back in 2004.
So history certainly has a tendency to repeat itself if people don't live or they don't they don't learn lessons and absorb those concepts and change your behavior in the future. History is likely to repeat itself. And the FCC, when it started regulating radio, which is why it was created, it's my understanding.
Television.
Right, the idea, radio came first. But the idea was, this radio, we need to have a government agency out there to make sure there's a level playing field. We've got to have rules. We need to make sure that people aren't stepping on top of one another. We can't have one radio station at 88.5 and another radio station at 88.5 when in the same physical geographic area. That would cause conflict. There's, an issue there. We need to have some government agency playing referee, somebody out there to decide who was there first and who should be able to run these stations.
We need to make sure that a Burger King doesn't open up in the parking lot of McDonald's.
Well, I see that there's some absurdity that you're kind of pointing out there. The idea, obviously, would be that why would you want to put your radio station on the same frequency as another station?
Right.
Because, obviously, not as many people would be able to hear you. So, there's an argument to suggest that the marketplace would work that out. But then, the argument for the FCC, and I'm not arguing for the FCC, I'm just kind of giving the argument for it. The argument for the FCC is that, there was going to be conflicts with transmitters and locations, and, this is a technical thing, and we need engineers to really be able to map out what transmitters should be able to be where, and, how far should their transmissions be able to go. They make it sound like they're the experts, and, they're really, really necessary to sort of chop up the bandwidth, if you will. They've decided, someone had to decide that FM would be between 88 megahertz and 108 megahertz in the United States. And, there needs to be some authority to which people can go to be granted these licenses. I'm not in favor of this. I think the market should decide all of this, and that the market would do a better job of allocating the electromagnetic spectrum than the FCC does. But that was the argument for the FCC. It was the same argument. If you think about it, you know, here it's not the exact same terminology, but the concepts are the same. Like, we need the FCC to, you know, make sure these radio stations can get on the air okay, and there's not a bunch of interference. And then here today, we need the FCC to make sure everyone can get on the internet, and that there's no interference by these internet service providers.
Well, and
then the content restrictions come. Because they didn't have the content restrictions right out of the gate, from what I understand, when the FCC was created. So it was the reason for the creation was, oh, we just need to allocate the spectrum appropriately. And then the content restrictions.
Right. And I was, it's kind of funny, you know, that serendipity sort of thing. I was watching an episode of Penn and Teller BS about free speech this afternoon. And they mentioned about the FCC and the reasons why the FCC was created. And it was to, you know, help protect free speech on the new forms of technology, because at the time...
To protect free speech.
At the time, you know, there were so many newspapers. There were more newspapers than radio stations. And, you know, the newspapers were unregulated. And those were the... you know, recognized mediums for free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we have to sort of, you know, regulate this and make sure that, you know, people are allowed to, you know, exercise their speech appropriately using this new technology. And then Penn asks the question. He says, think about now. What do you have more of? Radio stations in your town or newspapers?
Radio stations.
Of course. So the purpose that the FCC said, like, you know, this is why we need to be created. They no longer are serving their initial purpose.
No, so, they're serving, you know, themselves at this
right,
point.
Right. So based on their, you know, mission statement from the beginning, they now need to, you know, become defunct.
Boy, that would be wonderful. But unfortunately, that will never happen, at least until the Washington, D.C. completely fails and the federal government fails.
Yeah.
The FCC ain't going anywhere, unfortunately.
Or if, you know, one of these pipe dreams happens and we actually get a libertarian president.
Well, would a libertarian president be able to abolish the FCC? I wouldn't think they need an act of Congress to do that, right?
Well, in theory, and... again, because things don't happen in a vacuum.
Yeah.
So if you're at the point to where a libertarian is elected president, there's going to be libertarians in Congress.
Maybe, if they could have gotten on the ballot. In a lot of places, you can't get on the ballot as a libertarian.
Again,
easily.
Things don't happen in a vacuum, Ian.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, keep dreaming. 855.
That's why I said it's a pipe dream.
453. 855-450-3733. Ross Ulbricht speaks. We'll get to that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.